Hello?
Hello?
Hi, how are you, Jordan?
Oh my gosh, it's Amy.
Yeah, it is.
Was Angie's leads calling me. I was like, oh
Have they been trying
no.
to contact you?
They've called me like 7 times, dude.
Oh, 'cause they don't want to lose you, huh?
Yeah, dude, I don't know, I started with 271. That's like one of the numbers that was looking for me.
Okay. Yeah, when
Yeah.
I call, it calls from a localized number because we make all of our calls outbound from the internet. So what happens is it relocates to a number that's local to the user, like wherever we're calling. So that's why that
You have a Google
happens.
phone?
No, it's not a Google phone, it's called VoIP. So all the phone companies assign a VoIP, so it's voice over internet phone. So instead of having to have a hard line tapped into each user, like with an actual phone line, we all tap into the internet and we go through a phone system on the internet.
Ah, well,
Yeah.
they do the
Do
same
they? I wouldn't be
thing.
surprised. Yeah. Do you don't have a school today?
I do, but I didn't go because
What
I
grade are
told my
you in?
parents I'm a junior, 11th.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah, I told my parents about I want to do virtual school because like I just hate school, dude. You know.
Yeah. You don't
So,
like the people, or you don't like, what is it that you don't like about it?
waking up at 5:30 every day.
Yeah, that is the terrible part. What did your parents say?
Didn't really like the idea, but I mean,
Well, why
I was
don't you
convinced
ask
them.
him if you can do half and half, like hybrid?
What's that?
Where it's half and half, so it's half virtual and it's half where you go in person. So you still go in person a few times a week to show up for certain classes. Like there's a lot of hybrid programs, you know, where you just go for a little bit, a couple times a week, and it's more like an independent study program. If your grades are good and you get all your homework done and there's no like problems, that's going to show in your history of being a student. And then like almost every high school has an independent study program. So I did it when I was in high school and I graduated 2 years early. So what you do is you do all your work like through packets and stuff, and then twice a week you go in, they check the packets, they test you, and they reassign your stuff for the next week.
That does seem a lot better in school. I mean, easier, I
Well,
guess.
and with the way things are nowadays with all the shootings and all the crazy stuff, you just can't be too sure, you know?
Don't care about none of that. I just don't
Well,
want to wake up early.
as a parent, I can guarantee your parents worry about that.
I guess. A little.
All right, so you ready to get everything going?
Yes, ma'am.
What is your last name?
Rivera.
Okay. Make sure that I have the proper spelling. Rivera. Email.
I actually made a new one
Okay.
for my account. Okay, it's peak pressure washing service. No spaces or nothing at gmail.com.
Okay, perfect. All right. That's awesome. And then the phone number I have is the phone number you want to be contacted on, the one we've been texting and communicating through, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And then what are your hours of operation? When do you want the phone calls?
The phone calls I could accept. Can I make it like really specific? Or
You can, but this is the cool thing about it. Let me tell you, there's a couple of things that are included within your package. So one of them is a call tracking phone number with a call tracking system. So, for example, when somebody calls, say you are in school when somebody calls, right? If they're going to call that call tracking number, it's going to give them a very professional greeting. It's going to say thank you for calling Peak Pressure Washing Service. For current clients, press 1. For new clients, press 2. Or it can be customized to say whatever you want to say. And then it can even say, like, hours of operation or this, or I'll call you back within 1 hour of receiving your phone call, whatever the case is. And it eliminates the spam and robocalls, but it's going to give the business a very professional greeting. So what a lot of my clients do is they go ahead and keep regular business hours, because a lot of them have regular jobs while they're working on building their business, kind of like you go to school and you do other things, but you're still trying to build your business. So they don't want to turn the calls away. So what they do is they just say that they'll have that call tracking set up to say, you know, the specific hours or whatever, and the people know that they've got the right number. Like, you're just going to call them back in just a little bit.
Okay. Does that cost anything? How does that work?
No, it's included with your package already. It does not cost a single thing.
Okay, that's perfect then.
Okay.
Because when I'm in school, obviously I can't pick up, but
right.
Whenever you call me or the first lady called me, I was actually at lunch. It was like the perfect time.
Okay, yeah. Cool. Yeah, so that's what we'll do. We'll just leave the hours. Like, you could just do, like, you know, 8 to 5 or 9 to 5, 9 to 6, whatever you want. And then it'll have that call tracking, and it'll automatically forward to your call tracking system. And then you're going to have a downloadable app. So we'll give you an app that you can download, and you'll be able to track all the phone calls. You can even listen to the recorded calls, everything.
All right, perfect.
So what hours do you want to put on there?
Let's say about 2:20. So, like, 10, 220 to, like, 10.
Okay. And then have you registered the business with the city? Do you have business license or insurance for the company yet?
I don't think so. I did sign my fictitious name, but.
You did what?
Sign my fictitious name on Sunbiz.
Okay, so do you have a document for that?
Like an in-person paper?
Yeah, like a paper that you can print off, proving, like, saying that you know, signed the business or whatever.
I didn't receive a paper, but I think I could find it.
Okay, do you have business cards yet? Have you made those?
No, I'm working on them.
Okay.
I'm trying to do, like, a before and after on the business card, but the thing is, I need a job so then I can take pictures, and I haven't gotten a job yet, of course.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So the front of my card is finished, but I need the back of it to have, like, the before and after. So I'm almost done with that. I just need.
Okay. You know? Have you made any invoices yet for your business? Like, have you gone online and made an invoice?
I don't even know what that is.
Okay, so an invoice is, like, basically it's a receipt that you're going to give your clients. It'll have your business name on it. It's going to say what services that they received, how much the cost was, and then it's going to show, like, how they paid, if they paid cash, if they paid Venmo, however they paid. So it's an invoice. Basically, it's going to be the receipt of what they have purchased from you, the services or goods. However, with the invoice, the thing is that it has your business information on it. So the reason that I'm asking these questions is because when I go to verify you with Google, they're going to ask me if you have business license or insurance. And if you don't have business license or insurance yet and you're working on it because you're a new business, that's perfectly fine. Then they're going to say, okay, so does he have a copy of his invoice for the company? Which you can build an invoice on, you can literally Google it, and you can build an invoice on Google Docs. Like, it's not hard to build an invoice for your company. It's going to ask if you have business cards, which you're still working on your business cards. Then it will say, okay, can he send photographs of his tools or his equipment? So you would send us a picture of the pressure washer, the machine that you're using. It would ask if you have the photographs of the vehicle that you use. So I'm assuming you have a truck that you use for your pressure washing, right?
I use my mom's car, but it does.
Okay.
It gets the job done.
Yeah, that's fine. You know, so these are the things that they're going to ask us for to verify your business. So as soon as I process the account, it's going to send you it's going to email you a list, and it's going to say, you know, these items are needed for verification. Now, not every company is going to have every single one of those items, because a lot of people are just starting out, just like yourself. So don't be alarmed. You don't have, if you're working on the business license, you're working on the other things. Like, a business license is easy to get. You literally just go down to the city and apply for a business license, and it's usually, I don't know, like $40 or something. And then you go ahead and you have your business license for the company. If obviously it's something that you haven't quite gotten into yet because you're still so new. But would it be a problem for you to make an invoice for your company so that we can have that with the photograph of your pressure washer to go ahead and do the verification, or what are your thoughts?
Well, do I need a business license to actually?
You don't. It's not required. It is highly recommended. Like, it's not required in any particular. It's not required to be on Google. It's just recommended that you have a business license. I mean, over time, you know, eventually when you choose to take this like a little bit bigger, then you're probably, your clients may want that. If you ever do pressure washing for businesses, they may want to see your business license.
So would it look like a driver's license or like a?
Oh no, you go down to the city and it just looks like a piece. It's just a piece of paper. It's a business license. You register the business saying, hey, so I opened up shop over here. I do pressure washing. This is my address where my business is usually a home office. Most people don't have a storefront for what you're offering. And then they will go ahead and get the business license with the city.
So is the city the DMV?
No, you live in Cape Coral, right? So you probably have a city hall or a chamber of commerce or something like that in your area.
Oh, city hall. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I'll do that.
Okay.
Eventually. But for now, I should do what?
Well, for now, you can choose to make the invoices and get the business cards if you want to go ahead and do that. These are the things that are going to help support when we go ahead to verify the company. So what happens is this. We process your account. We have a client interview. My technician is going to go over how to send us in the photos. If you have a logo for your company, cool. If you don't, we'll build you a logo. If you don't have any photos, before and after photos yet, then we can use stock photos for the website. We're going to build the website. That's going to be up and running for Peak Pressure Washing Service in the first 3 to 5 days. We also are going to go ahead and send off for verification directly through Google. So we're going to say, hey, Peak Pressure Washing Service is the company that wants to be listed on Google. We need to go through verification. Google is going to send us a code of some sort that will be verified. Whether that comes via text, email, or snail mail, it's going to come directly to you, and you're going to give us the code. Once you get the code, we put the code into the system, and now your business, Peak Pressure Washing Service, comes up as a business listed on Google. Okay?
Yep.
And then we will attach the website and begin the programming. Now, while we're working on that, we go ahead and we build out the Facebook business page, and we go ahead and build out the Facebook ads in the first 7 to 14 days, and we get all those up and moving so people are calling you for your services. Okay?
Okay.
And then we also program the business profiles for Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, Yellow Pages. We go ahead and we program all of that in so that you have the directories up and running. And then once everything is verified through Google, so when we verify you through Google, they're going to say, hey, does he have business license? Not yet. He's working on it. Does he have insurance? Not yet. Does he have picture of his pressure washer? Can he send us pictures of his tools or his equipment? So you would send us the photographs of your tools and equipment. The vehicle that he uses to do the jobs, you would send us a photograph of that. It would, they are going to ask, do you have an invoice for the business? Has the business created invoices? Which that's super easy to do. Additionally, they would ask, do you have business cards yet? So all of these things prove that you're a legitimate business. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's what we would need to verify your company, because we want to let them know that you are a legit business and that you are want to take on clients directly from the first page of Google. Google just wants to make sure that the people we're representing on the first page of services are actually real service providers, that they're not, you know, a couple of guys in a basement somewhere scamming people.
Okay. Yeah, I could provide a picture. Right now I could do the picture of the vehicle.
Uh-huh.
And I could do the equipment.
Okay. Okay. And then, I mean, do you, if I really can strongly encourage you to build an invoice for your company. It's like super duper easy. You just go on Google. You can Google, you know, invoice receipt. And it's going to give you multiple examples, and you can go into Google Doc and just create one for your company. Okay.
And then what would I do that, Doc? Would I send it to you?
Yeah, you would just send us a copy of it. Absolutely.
Okay, let me, I'm on invoice receipt. Let me see what it looks like.
Sure.
So would I put, like, all of my services on it and the pricing?
You can. Yeah, absolutely you can. You can absolutely do that. Or you can put, you know, like, estimate cost this much, or base product, like, just to come out, how much does it cost? Like, if you charge $125 just to come out, that's what a lot of guys charge is $125 to come out. That's the base service. And then, you know, per square foot, they charge, you know, I don't know, $3 or $5 or whatever they charge per square foot of the work that needs to be done, and they estimate the job.
People charge $125 just to do an estimate?
Not necessarily an estimate, but just to come out. Like once you've gone out and you've bid the job, right? $125 is the base. Like that's what it costs just for you to come out in the first place to do the job. And then like they'll charge, you know, however much per square foot. So like out here in California, it's like, I don't know, the base is really high. It's like $200 or $300 just for people to come out over here, and then they charge per square foot. So it just depends on your area and what people are charging. You know, I know you're in a very good area there in Cape Coral, so you could probably charge a pretty good amount.
I didn't even think about that. I was always doing like free. Oh, dude, I could charge like 50 probably. Be fine.
Yeah, and then what you do is you tell them this, Jordan. You tell them, listen, it's $50 estimate, and then I work that into the cost, your overall cost, right? So if it's $50 for you to come out, then when they choose to work with you, then you work that into the cost, the overall cost of their job. So if their cost was, you know, say it was $400 for their service, that's how much you were going to charge them, then they would work that, you would work that extra 50 into that cost, so they would pay you $350 or something along those lines. You have lots and lots of options.
Okay.
You didn't think it all the way through yet, huh? I feel like I'm overwhelming you a little bit.
No, this is good. I'm learning because...
Good.
I didn't even know you could, like, I didn't know people could do that.
Yeah. So people will ask for, you know, like you have a base, so your base is, you know, $50 or whatever your base is, and then it's $1.50 per square foot. Or you, what I would do is I would actually look up on Google what the average cost is in your area for a pressure washing job, and Google's going to give you a pretty good idea of what they're what people in your area are charging.
I already know my pricing on mm-hmm. that because my brother, he used to do this, and like
okay.
I used to work for him a little bit.
Uh-huh.
But he used to always charge like free estimate, like he would just come out for free and he would just
okay.
charge him for the job.
Yeah, so. That's super smart. Free estimates gets you a lot more opportunity. I will definitely say that. I do know that you get a lot of opportunity with free estimate, and then if you're charming, you know, and people like your personality, then you have a lot better chance. Plus, they're going to see that you're young and you're able. Your body is able. You're not some old fogey trying to climb up there on the top of the ladder and get, you know, like they're going to be encouraged because you're going to get the job done quickly, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I just wanted to make sure that you understand what we need for verification, because that's going to be the most important part to getting things going on the Google programming. So now that you've seen how to create an invoice, you don't think that that's too hard, right?
No, it looks pretty easy. Just like, well, I don't have a logo yet. But.
We'll give you a logo. Don't worry. Yeah, we can give you a logo. I'm going to put in here for you to have a logo in the services, and we can use stock photos until you get some before and after photos of your work. So we're going to set you up for success. No worries on that. And then what I would say is with the business cards, right, because you can do Vistaprint business cards. I don't know. I think I paid like $25 or $30 for 500 cards. So once we have your logo and your website, you can get the cards built. Even if you don't have the pictures yet that you want on there, that just has like your logo, your website, and your business information, and that's going to be perfect.
Okay.
Okay, that would be my suggestion to you. I just don't want you to be alarmed when you get the email or when they're going through client onboarding. I'm going to note everything here about what we're doing. As soon as the website's ready, they'll give you the domain. You'll be able to see the logo. It's ready pretty quickly too. So then once you go online and you get those, if you get those business cards made, like through Vistaprint, I did all mine online. It was super easy and inexpensive. And when I did it, then what happened is it gave me the opportunity to create like a preview. You can just screenshot that and send it over to us so we can go ahead and submit that with your stuff, you know?
Okay. I did have a little thing going on Vistaprint or whatever.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if it saved it.
Okay. Well, yeah, if it did, it should probably have saved it, because with Vistaprint, we have to create an account. Right? Like, you had to create, like, a little account with your email in that, right?
I don't even remember. I've made so many accounts recently.
Well, you could definitely check it out. So, okay. Now, tell me about the actual services. What all do you, are you doing roof cleaning?
Yes.
Okay. Are you doing soft wash?
You said what?
Soft wash.
Oh, yeah.
Decks, patios, porches, fences, sidewalks, driveways?
Yep.
Okay. I got porches twice. Are you doing any autos? Like, will you pressure wash, like RVs or boats or cars or anything? Or are you staying away from that for now?
Just like the outside? Like just.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not like detailing the inside or anything.
I mean, I guess I could do that. It doesn't seem too hard.
Okay. Well, if you don't have experience with it, I don't know that I would put it on there. You want to be careful because the paint and stuff, if you're not, because you don't want to cause damage if you're not familiar with how to do it. So I don't want to get you into into a situation you can't get out of.
I could learn at my house right now. My dad, he always wants to wash his truck, so I'll just practice
there you
on
go.
His.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll put autos then. RVs. Okay, perfect. And then, do you have a Facebook page, a personal page?
Yeah.
Are you logged into it right now?
Yeah, I use it for Marketplace.
Okay. So what I want you to do is I want you to go ahead and go log into your Facebook or go into your Facebook right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then I want you to go to the, are you on an iPhone or an Android?
iPhone.
Okay. In the upper right-hand corner, it should say menu, or the lower right-hand corner with the three lines.
I see. I'm on menu.
Okay. And then from there, it'll say see your profile. Or view my profile.
I'm not seeing it.
Okay. So wait, are you on your regular own profile page? Like for
yeah.
for Jordan Rivera? Then like if it shows your profile picture, then directly underneath that, it's going to say, if it shows that, then directly underneath that, what it's gonna say, let me see here, add to story, edit profile, or the three dots.
It says your shortcuts.
I wonder if Facebook changed it again. Okay. I'll have them take you through it on during the client interview to get that going, because I don't want to – let me see here. No, has personal. We'll give during client onboarding. Okay. How far do you want to focus on servicing your client?
Predominantly Cape Coral, but I'm willing to go, like, to Fort Myers.
Okay. All right.
Maybe, but just the 239, the 239 county.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. And then working on business cards, we'll have shortly. Creating invoices, has photos of equipment and vehicle. Okay. I need to schedule your client interview with my technician. This is a 20 to 30 minute phone interview where it's going to be fact finding. They're going to gather all the information they need directly from you, like, you know, colors for the website. They're going to verify keywords, things like that. I have available appointment time I can do today between 12 and 1.
That's good.
Okay, cool. So we're going to call from either, I believe it's the 714 number, the technician. We're going to call, and I'm going to introduce you to your onboarding agent, Jordan. If I'm not available, the technician will call you directly. The only reason I wouldn't be available is if I'm on the phone with a client like I am with you right now, and then they'll call you directly. Okay?
Yep.
For the next part, we're going to go ahead and we're going to verify the billing information. I have a home office of 2415 Southwest 4th Street in Cape Coral, Florida, 33991. Is that correct?
You said 2415?
Correct.
Yep.
Okay. And then on the cards you're putting on file, is there any middle initial, or is it just your first and last name?
I do not have a middle name.
Oh, you got lucky. Okay.
Nope.
Some people get like two or three, right?
Yeah, dude. Their names suck.
That's so funny. Okay, I've got that in. All right. Is it a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Visa.
Okay. I'm ready for the card number. Go ahead.
We locate it.
Sure. While you're doing that, I'm going to go ahead and set a security question on your account. So understand that Local Splash is never going to ask you for any more money than you're paying currently. It's all done month to month. It's locked in at the $249. It's never going to go up or change. So if somebody calls you and makes you believe that it's Local Splash or that they're asking you for any more money to produce the website or for anything, know that that is a scam and let me know right away. The other thing you can do is you can ask for your security question. So you get to choose your security question. It's your choice of your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Okay, and how do I do that?
You just tell me which one you want, and I'm going to input the information.
Okay, let's do my dog.
Okay, pet. What's your dog's name?
Kiko.
Kiko?
Yeah.
Is that K-I-K-O?
C-H-I-C-O.
Oh, Chico.
Yeah.
Okay, my mom had a dog named Chico when I was a baby.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And I'm ready whenever you are.
Okay. 4270-8800-9488-4533.
Expiration month and year?
January 27th. So year 27.
Awesome. The 3-digit code on the back?
465.
Okay. I'm updating your profile, assigning the package, and I'm going to process the payment for $249. We're going to read a voice verification that outlines the service agreement with Local Splash. It's because you're on a preferred pricing and package program, so if you have any questions, feel free to stop me so I can explain further for any type of question you have. And it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call has been recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it is an added form of protection for you. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording, please state the name of your business as it should read on the first page of Google.
Peak Pressure Washing Service.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Jordan Rivera.
Jordan, are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual, meaning there's no contract agreement?
Yes.
In order to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours, which is 3 actual days, to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from Local Splash?
Absolutely.
In hiring our company, Local Splash, as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Wait, what?
Yeah, so it's a little bit wordy. Basically, what we're saying is you're hiring us to be your online marketing representatives. We're going to be your online mechanics. We offer literally everything. We're doing your website. We're doing the Facebook. We're doing the Google. We're doing literally everything for you. So we can see here that you previously worked with Angie, which if you choose to move forward with any other type of company, say you were to sign up with Yellow Pages, well, we already offer Yellow Pages, so you would want to let us know first because you don't want to pay twice. Or say Yelp called you and was like, hey, do you want to sign up for Yelp? It's like $300 a month. We are already doing Yelp for you also. Don't pay separate for Yelp. If somebody offers you a different service, we're asking that you let us know first So that way we can let you know if we are already doing it for you or if we can add it for you. Okay?
I think I'm just going to stick with you guys, to be honest.
Yeah, but that's why we say, hey, make sure you let us know if you choose to move forward with any other type of marketing. That way we can work with them also. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So your payment for the initial term and account setup has been charged. That's for today's date, which is November 8th, 2023. In the discounted non-refundable amount of $249 for the all-inclusive platinum package and setup fee. This is a true flat rate. So there's no hidden taxes, there's no additional click fees, there's no call fees, there's no surcharges of any kind whatsoever. It's just the flat rate. It also is reoccurring on the eighth day of every month. So, Jordan, if you need to pause the service or you want to discontinue the service for any reason, we ask that you do so by contacting myself or client support within 3 days of the billing. So you need to call us by the 5th, okay?
Okay.
All right. So I'd like to be the first to welcome you and congratulate you for going with Local Splash. We look forward to meeting all of your marketing needs. I'm really excited for what this means for your business.
Thank you, Amy.
You're welcome. The last part is this, Jordan. I'm sending you one last text message. It's going to say https://my.localsplash.com/terms with your phone number. Please go ahead and click that phone number, please, or click that link, please. Once you open it up, it's going to say Local Splash Terms of Experience. Let me know when you see that.
I'm on it.
Perfect. As you scroll through here, you're going to see a whole bunch of services. Some of them may have an asterisk, the little star by them. Those can be added to your program at the time of your choosing. As you scroll down to the bottom, you're going to see where the exact services that I've given you, the local SEO, all the Facebook ads, and it is all-inclusive. There's no additional charges, and the reoccurring is locked in at the $249. Please scroll down to the bottom, click the box certifying you're the person who made the purchase today on behalf of your business, and then type in your first and last name and hit confirm signature for me.
Is it that I certify that I am the authorized holder?
Yes, sir.
Click here. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, I did it.
Awesome. It should take, once you hit confirm signature, it should say username and password.
Yeah.
Perfect. So that username and password we're going to give to you after your client interview. This is your tracking system. So you don't have to, if you want to, you can bookmark the page. If you don't bookmark the page, it's not the end of the world because we're, as soon as the login credentials are available, the username and the password, we're going to give them to you via email and text message. So right now, there's nothing in your tracking system, and we have to generate the username and the password, okay?
Okay, so what should I do?
No, you don't have to worry about doing anything. The next thing that we're going to do is do your client interview, which is scheduled for about an hour from now. That call's going to be coming in from either our 714 number or the 877 number. And we'll go ahead and get everything moving forward. Then if I were you, what I would do now is go ahead and take some photographs of the equipment, the vehicle, if you can. I would go ahead and create that invoice so you have those ready to send over to the agent.
Okay, so I should make the invoice, take pictures?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay.
If you're in a position where you can get that stuff done quickly, it's just going to make your program move faster. So if there's any like ideas that you have for your logo, any images that you have or anything that you're thinking, then you can send that over to us as well and we can capitalize on it and build on it for you. So we're going to help you with everything. Okay, Jordan?
Okay. I actually did have an idea. Do I say
oh,
it now?
Oh, good. Yeah, go ahead and get it ready because they're going to give you the exact email address where to send all that over to as far as all the information that they're going to use and get everything going. Okay?
All right.
Oh, all right, beautiful. Do you have any other questions for me?
Nope. Very much explained everything in a good manner.
Perfect. If you have any other questions, feel free to reach out to me directly. I will be able to help you. Our client support team is absolutely fantastic, and they'll be able to help you. Everybody is here to assist you and get everything moving forward quickly, okay?
All righty.
All right, Jordan, it was great taking care of you, and we'll talk to you in just a little bit, okay?
All right. Thank you, Amy.
All right. Bye. That's not very long. Dang it. Gosh, how is this going to work? Do they have like an extender? This cord isn't very long. How is this going to work out for me? Sweet baby Jesus. Okay. Okay, hold on. That. Like that, does that help? I don't feel like that actually helps. Okay, maybe. What is that? Shit. Okay. Okay, maybe this. Okay. Okay. There we go. All right. Here we go.